Yes, good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, March 21, the Big Sports Breakfast on Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. It is great to be outside this morning. We're at Concord Golf Club in Sydney, and it is one of the great tracks in Sydney, in fact. And today, they've got their annual charity golf day, raising funds for multiple sclerosis. So it sold out about 3 weeks ago. So if you want to get involved next year, I'd suggest you get on the website and book your tickets nice and early, or book your spots nice and early. You can, though, get involved in their charity raffle today. If you just Google MS Charity Golf Day, and there's some great prizes up for grabs. And, of course, all funds donated to help raise research and awareness for MS. Great to be joined by a man who doesn't live too far away from where we are today. Belmore's finest as well. The great Josh Reynolds, ahead of a grand final rematch tonight, Penrith v Brisbane. What a game in prospect. Unfortunately, some key injuries, but a very good morning to you, Joshua. How are you?
Morning, Mido. Morning, boys. Yeah, a very, very exciting game tonight. Unfortunately, a few injuries that won't make it as juicy as it could be, but either way, it'll be a great game. But very interesting comments from the Broncos. Do not think about the grand final. Do not talk about the grand final. I guarantee you 90% of them have thought about that game throughout the week. What do you reckon, Loz?
Morning, boys. Yeah, I think it would have been mentioned at some point in time. Obviously, they're trying to not bring up bad memories. But there was a lot of good stuff they did in that grand final. That's what they've got to remember as well. You know, for 60 minutes, they were a very, very good football team and on their way to winning a premiership, but unfortunately, it was a performance from Nathan Cleary, which we haven't seen too many times before, where one individual just dragged his team across the line. So the Broncos, it's going to be difficult going down there to Penrith Park and taking on the Panthers, who have won the last three grand finals, but they've got to do it without Payne Haas, they've got to do it without Adam Reynolds, and plus you take out Farnworth and Capewell and Flegler from last year's side. It's a totally different and revamped Broncos team. So it'll be difficult for them. I'm not saying it's going to be a game they can't win, but they're going to have to be at their best with the changes that they've had to make. But Penrith themselves are forced into a change with no James Fisher-Harris, and Fisher-Harris has been one of the best players in the competition, and obviously the Golden Boot winner last year for his performances in international football. So it still shapes as a good game of footy. The Broncos, we know they can score well, but the Panthers, they just defend as well as anyone we've seen.
Now, Joshy, fifth year doing this program with Loz, I've barely seen him, you know, flustered. This morning, it was a dead set blow up.
And he's still, look at his face, he's still angry.
Right, the government have got no idea.
It just what reminded me so much of my old man, because it had to do with tunnels and tolls. So, because coming to where you live from the northern side of the bridge,
I decided to take the new tunnel over the Anzac
Bridge.
The new
West Connects. Oh, well. Which
I know what the blow up is about now. It is the worst signed tunnel I've ever been in.
Bit confusing, isn't it?
Well, it is confusing. Mm. And they wonder why people get frustrated and upset when they've got to go to work and they're running late. And I didn't like it this morning. Mm. Now, I still got here in plenty of time, but I went round the Cape York.
Probably paid $1 million for tolls,
mate,
as well.
That was annoying too, when it just kept going beep. And I was going, another toll, you've got me.
It does.
Beep. It just, I was getting filthier and filthier.
Every bit.
And I was grabbing the steering wheel and I was just going harder and harder. And when you turn in the corner, it's real aggressive. Lucky there was no one on the road.
It's like you try and take it out on the tunnel.
Oh.
Turn aggressive.
Well, mate, honestly, so I've left North Sydney. So I've gone Balmain, hit that West Connect tunnel. Ended up at past Homebush, had to come back on the M4?
Mm. Yep.
Turn off at Homebush, then go up Homebush Bay Drive Road or whatever it's called. Then I looked out for a sign to get me to Concord. So I ended up finding that, and then I had to go around these little streets, and I finally got here. But yeah. I'll tell you what, I paid plenty of tolls on the way.
That sounds about $74 in tolls right there.
Minimum.
Can I claim this back? Did I travel today?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, but it's
I'm not going to close their eyes and tick it off, Loss.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, yeah. That's my little blow up. And Blocker will agree with me because Blocker's got to blow up every Thursday morning. But people out there, I know this is a sports show. If you've got, if you've been frustrated by that tunnel, please text in. Let me know.
I'm
not on my own.
I'm not assuming on we will get.
Mate, honestly, they need to do something about it. It's disgraceful.
Can you waltz into Parliament? How'd you go in the tunnel today?
Seamless.
Yeah. If I was going to Rose Hill, that would have been perfect because I would have just jagged my way to Rose Hill. That's where I got to.
Well, you're here.
Yeah, I am here.
And it's great to see.
Always good to be here, boys.
So tonight, Penrith $1.27 with Tab. Nice and short. 10.5 point favourites at the line, in fact. Brisbane at $3.80. Got a big game in the AFL as well. St Kilda up against Collingwood, known as Spud's Game, to raise money and awareness for mental health in honour of Denny Frawley, who died back in 2019, former St Kilda captain. But Collingwood staring down the barrel of the Premiers at an 0-3 start. Gee, we got some sport on the Socceroos tonight as well. The Sheffield Shield final starts today. And I don't know if you had a look at these fields for Saturday, Loz, but, oh, seriously. Salivating. The Galaxy, one of the better galaxies you'll see. And the William Reid's on the same day in Melbourne. So you thought that it probably might have been cannibalised more than you thought, but it goes to show again. I mean, I saw some people making some commentary on this on social media yesterday, and sort of our obsession with weight for age racing, but this is a handy, you know, goes to show our handicaps. We've got to continue to place emphasis on our handicaps as well. This Galaxy is a sensational field for Saturday. Group 1 winners and, you know, some significant sprinters involved. And we get to that point where you start looking at Everest slots, of course, as well. Where is our Galaxy here? I mean, you've got Private Eye as the top weight, $7. Osmosis, which we know won the Coolmore up the straight at Flemington, stallion making race, $4.20 in favourite. Horses such as, you know, Sunshine in Paris, which we haven't seen, had a bit of an injury, first up on Saturday, $9. For Annabelle Neesham, remember, it had a slot in the Everest last year before things went awry. Aft Cabin, Uncommon James. So that is a crack field for that 1,100-metre Group 1 on Saturday. And at 20-5, of course, the Tab Golden Slipper jumps. And Storm Boy still holding $2.10 as it stands with Tab. Switzerland out a bit, out half a point again. So having been $4 to $4.50 is now out to $5. I still think the favourite's got to get out by Saturday. But this is... Oh, no, you're not with us tomorrow, so I think we're giving the multi over to Pengilly.
Yeah. Yeah, he can take
it. Well, it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
I might have to have a chat with him. There's a leg I might want him back tomorrow.
Just looking at that Galaxy, you know, and I know he wasn't great last start, but Bonos Notchos, 20-1, yeah. $19.
Yeah.
That's a good price.
Mm. Definitely.
If you forgive last start.
The George Ryder as well. Cracking race. Race number... What's the George Ryder on Saturday? Race 7. Race 7 on the card. You got Think About It, the $3.70 favourite there. You got horses. Well, Militarise. Now, that was the news yesterday because it dual accepted Militarise for the Sky Racing Rose Hill Guineas and the George Ryder. And it has been scratched from the Rose Hill Guineas. So $5 there in the George Ryder end cap.
Do we know how much rain they received yesterday?
No, I'll get a...
But I don't think it would have been as much as what they possibly would have been expecting because we didn't get much where I was.
No. So at 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon, Rose Hill was a soft 6. And yesterday at 3 p.m, there'd been 1.6 mils of rain since 9 a.m.
Wow.
So between 3 p.m. yesterday and now, I'm not sure what they got. But
I don't think we were expecting too much rain between now and race day.
No.
So we could be racing on a...
So well, it could five.
Be, well, it might even improve to a good 4 well, during the day.
It's been quite windy. That helps. We can get some sunshine.
Sun.
Yeah, but what a day in prospect on Saturday.
Well, everyone would be happy with a soft 5. Well, should be happy with a soft 5, I would have thought.
We'll take that. And the back page of the Daily Telegraph. Gee, it's 7 days now and Latrell's still back page. Trelly's no curse. Abdo meets fullback. South's boss backs embattled star. So Nick Pappas, the South's chair, has also spoken and Latrell gets full support. But Pappas does concede he could have handled himself better in that post-match interview last week. And apparently the tough and honest conversation has been had with the NRL.
What do you reckon we expect from South Sydney this weekend? What are you expecting?
They have.
Are you expecting a performance?
Yeah.
Their best of the year.
They have to.
And win.
Yeah, I do. I really do. The only reason was Keary, big loss for the Roosters. But they have to. They have to respond. You've let your halfback be fed to the Wolves, the young halfback, and it's all on him. All right, no dramas. So step up now. They have to.
Yeah, I'm getting a feeling that this is going to be their best performance in a while.
Because
it has to be. I think that's the other reason. It has to be. And you would think with all the commentary surrounding South, they're just bunkering down and just talking about, boys, we've got to stop this outside noise. Mm-hmm. And we've got a side here that's good enough for playing finals football. And have that prep with siege mentality and the fact that they've bugger everyone else. Like, just come together and let's fight to the death. I don't know who I'm tipping in this game, but I think South should be ready. And if they're not, and they give a bad performance, I think more questions will be asked.
Do you know what it'll be, I think, Loz? South will win, I think. I really do. And the big players will have big games. The blokes that are under the spotlight, we'll have big games then. But then we'll come in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and be like, where's that been?
Mm.
But that's South. I feel that's what happens with South. You always, last year, I think we always say we're waiting for him.
Mm.
We're always waiting for him to, you know, to sort of explode. And I think they will. But the one thing I do like is Murray back to 13. They've listened to us, Loz.
Yeah,
I think JD listened to the show all week.
Driving into work.
spewed about us, talking about his team. But no, that's massive for me. What we spoke about last week, how he can control that middle now and he doesn't have to take those hits, those constant hits when you're playing in the back row. Yeah. I feel you're always copping a fair few big hits.
He got hit a few times last week, didn't he, by Pagliasu?
He did, yeah. So I think that'll, you know, he'll be their linchpin in the middle and get their attack back to where it sort of needs to be.
Morning, lads. My last venture to Sydney also resulted in angst due to Sydney Road. So I took the kids to the zoo from Newcastle, missed the Pimble turnoff, ended in the tunnel, in a tunnel I'd never been in. Got out of there, but then missed the turn off to Mossman. Ended up in the Harbour Tunnel. Blow up deluxe. I look in the back seats. The kids have their hands over their ears due to my yelling. We ended up making it, says Ryan.
Well, Ryan, I know the experience of having kids in the car, and I'm glad my kids weren't in the car this morning. In fact, I'm glad my wife wasn't in the car either, because she would have been telling me to wake up to myself. Because the language that I was using wasn't great to myself.
No.
Really? I can't imagine you swearing.
No, I can see it. This is a big country bloke thing as well. Tolls and tunnels.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I hate it. Right. I hate paying them.
Okay.
Yeah, I avoid them too if I can. But I thought I'd be a smarty this morning. And just take a bit of time off, you know.
Yeah.
Travel, you know, because I have a bit extra sleep in. I'll pay the toll. And, I don't know how many tolls I've paid.
Hey, Loz, allow yourself 10 extra minutes for your trip and take the no toll option, says Chook from Oakdale. Well, sleep's in place.
On the way home, I'll be doing that.
Mm.
Grubby's already told me.
Yeah.
And there's no pressure getting home either, so I can take my time. Nah. But you did tell me going into city is worse than getting out of the city with this new road.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, it is. There's honestly... There's a few T-sections that you can take, and I'm not going to lie, I've done it. I've done it. And then you have to come up with why you're late.
Do you have a blow-up in you?
I say some very, very bad things in the car.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I blame people that don't even care.
Also, back page of the Daily Telegraph today, Hunt backs rumour Zach wants out. Exit the Dragon is the headline there. So the always honest Ben Hunt speaking yesterday, asked about Zach Lomax naturally and acknowledged that Lomax wants to leave. but he's not showing that he's unhappy and seems like he's enjoying himself while playing good footy. He says, in fact, that Lomax has been the Dragons' best player so far, and he probably has. Big game for the Dragons, North Queensland, Cogra, 5:30 Saturday, and Shane Flanagan made a point of saying they want to emphasise being at Cogra a lot this season, and they get their chance in, the match Saturday night, but the Zach Lomax situation, you wonder how it'll all transpire and play out, because then we read the story through Dave Riccio this week that Michael Maguire's been in touch, because that New South Wales wing spot, well and truly up for grabs, Scrubby. I know that your man Josh Addo-Carr will be putting up his hand. He needs to get back from injury and find some form, though. Brian Toto's probably a walk-up start, but that other wing spot. So if Zach Lomax keeps playing, you know, putting performances like he did, particularly in round one, was pretty good last week in a beaten side as well. For a bloke who wants out, could end up being the man.
He's the form winger, mate, of the comp right now. And even last week, in a losing side, had some really good carries, took some really nice bombs under pressure. Yeah, he sort of shot himself in the foot. He's playing that good. The Dragons going, you're no chance of leaving. And I think there's been a bit of, you know, some people think he's a centre, some people think he's a winger. From what I've seen him on the wing, Loz, I think he's a winger. Just because of those carries coming out of trouble. Mm. He's being tough. He takes the bombs very, very easily under no pressure. But, yeah, he would be in the running. If the Origin sides were getting picked next week, he'd definitely be up there. But if he was to leave, is there any? Who's after him? Where's he? I heard Parramatta. Where else are the teams that he's thinking of going?
I think there'll be other
clubs
lining up for him because he's a talent. The other thing about playing on the wing, I think you get a greater appreciation of not making mistakes for your team. Because as a winger, early in the tackle count, you know you've got to get the set started. So you're not looking to do anything flash. You're just sort of carrying the ball strongly. And sometimes as a centre, when you get early ball or good ball, you're trying to put the fancy feet on and trying to create a play, and you might come up with an offload. Mm. Whereas on the wing, that's not your role. You're there to either finish or you're there to start a set. And for me, that then takes away the creative ability but limits the chances for you making an error.
Yeah.
And I think once he starts to learn that part of the game, because he's always had the talent, Zach, but he's always come up with an error or two.
Well, that's him to see what you're... That's actually a great analogy. He's always been, why do you always have to flick out of yardage? Why can't you just have a good carry and then next time? But, yeah, you're exactly right. He, on the wing now, he's just doing the tough stuff, finishing some good tries.
Yeah,
that's actually a great way to think of it. They've sort of taken that... Yeah, everyone's like... The last couple of years have been like, we know you've got it. You just don't always have to do the Jamie Lyon flick or the...
The simple play is the most effective play sometimes. Mm-hmm. So get that mentality first. And then it's like when you think run, an offload will come. Whereas if you think pass or offload, if that's what you're thinking about going into contact, you'll force the ball and you'll come up with errors. Whereas if your mentality is just run, off the back of that something might come of it. Rather than the other way around.
It's funny that, isn't it, Loz? It's the same in halves. When you're playing in the halves, for some reason, when you're thinking run, things open up for you.
Yes.
But then, for me, if I was like, all right, I've done all my prep this week and I'm going to get to him and I'm going to hit short, for some reason, the bloke would just absolutely flatten me. And it's
doesn't
funny.
Always go to plan think about certain plays you're putting on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just got to come naturally to you.
When you're running, though, you sort of like sit him in the chair and, it's so true. But, yeah, Lomax, he's been on fire.
Back page of the Courier Mail in Queensland. Pain Barrier, the headline there. Broncos body blow, shock knee surgery set to sideline star prop for 6 weeks. Kevvy Walters confirmed that yesterday. So Fletcher Baker and Corey Jensen start up front tonight. Xavier Willison will come off the bench. So no Haas, no Fisher Harris. So I guess that just cancels each other out, doesn't it, big time?
Yeah,
stars of the game. Who's is the bigger loss for their club then? It seems like you're angling towards someone.
Haas. Big time.
Yeah, right.
Big time. Like...
Without Flegler.
Like, it's... Honestly, boys, I think the Broncos are going to have a bad period without Haas. He's go forward for them is massive.
Yeah, most definitely.
Huge. And because you got Paddy Carrigan, who who is really good off the back of Haas. Mm, yeah. Paddy Carrigan isn't the guy who's going to come off the back fence off a kickoff and put a dent in.
Well, you don't want
team.
Carrigan doing your first or second carry.
No.
That's why the other blokes, and off the back of that, bit of momentum, Carrigan can either show, dig in, or show, play out the back, play short.
Mm-hmm.
That's the variation that he brings to the team.